coverage of SES is brought to you by MSN Search, the new, more precise search engine at search.msn.com. That's search.msn.com.
Plenty of people can be trusted on this planet, except for those snake oil salesmen. And we were told by a few people that we needed to speak to one particular person who had the word oil in his company, Todd Friesen, or Todd Oilman Friesen from Oilman Promotion. And now I got to find out why. So what exactly is Oilman Promotion?
Oilman Promotions is a search engine optimization firm. And you might want to say it's more, let's say, aggressive than most.
Okay, aggressive. So maybe this is why we were directed your way. Now, when you say aggressive, could you define that?
Well, when I got into this industry, I started in very high competition markets selling Viagra and Phentermine prescription medications online. And to compete in those markets, you typically have to employ what's been termed black hat tactics in this industry. Stuff like comment spamming blogs and tons of domains and hyphens and cloaking and fake content and all that kind of stuff. And so that's how really I cut my teeth on this industry. And to be honest, I've started to move away from that, doing some Fortune 1000 consulting and stuff like that on the white hat, white knight side of things. But that's the basics of it.
But your roots are in spamming.
You could say that and not be too far off the mark.
So I'm standing close enough to kick you in a place that many of the people who have been attacked by comment spam would love me to kick you, but I won't do that. I'll give you that courtesy. Can you tell me why you decided to switch from the dark side to the light side?
Absolutely. What it boiled down to was a lifestyle choice and a family choice. Sitting in the basement, comment spamming for Viagra and mortgages and junk like that, pills, porn, and casino kind of stuff, it's not a sustainable career choice. I mean, at some point, it's going to stop working, and there's no exit strategy.
Wait a minute. I thought the whole idea of Viagra is that it was sustainable.
Very punny, my friend. Very punny. But no, really what it boils down to is there's no exit strategy for that. That stuff's all quick hit, big dollars, mind you, but there's no equity, there's no stock options, there's no potential payday in that industry. And I was trained to be a businessman. I have an actual university degree, if you can believe it. And it just seemed time for me with one kid and another kid on the way to, you know, sort of legitimize the brand and move into something that had regular paydays that we could, you know, budget to buy the new minivan and all that kind of stuff. So it was really just a very conscious decision, and it's working out pretty well.
You're not alone in coming from where you have come from. Is there any sign of slowing down, especially with the new effort, the no-follow tag that has been recently released by, or supported, I should say, by many of the blogging services out there, since you mentioned blog comment spam?
The no-follow tag is, to be honest, it's a completely ineffective solution to the problem. All the no-follow tag is doing is basically stopping the generation of new spammable blogs. Because the whole point of spamming blogs is to hit like dead blogs where your link is going to stay. There's no point in hitting a live blog because it's just going to be deleted. And the only blogs using nofollow are live blogs where your link was going to get deleted anyway. So it's like it was like a PR stunt. And I actually got inspired one afternoon and put out a site parodying the whole nofollow tag. It was called linkcondom.com. And the coolest thing about that was it went viral with bloggers. And so it was really neat to sit back and actually see legitimate blog spamming work. It was a really interesting experience.
And you're finding that going this route, and instead of being a person I'd want to kick in a place that I probably can't mention even on this internet show, it's become something that has been better for you overall?
You know, it really has. I wouldn't say financially better, but I think the long-term potential is financially better. Like, I'm working with some companies, and there's talk of equity in the company and stock options for companies going public and that sort of thing. And in the current search climate, you know, people love search. The venture capitalists are all over it. The stocks are all up. And, you know, if even one of these deals pays off, you know, I could wind up with a nice bankroll at the end of it just for being who I am, which is kind of cool.
It's kind of scaring me at the same time, since it's not as financially viable. That would say to me that it's an open market for anybody who would want to do things that, shall we say, are not so nice.
Absolutely. And I mean, stuff like comment spam, it's epidemic these days, really. I started my own blog, and it was only up for like 48 hours before it got just pounded with a whole bunch of Texas Hold'em junk and so on and so forth, and which I got to give props to WordPress, because I know how hard I should have been hit, and with their timeouts and stuff like that that they've built in, they did a really good job of catching it off the front end. So that was really cool. But it's, I think it's short-lived. There's always going to be new tactics, but comment spam is definitely on its last legs. I mean, we've been doing it for a couple years now. Some people, I should say, have been doing it for a couple years now. But it's getting harder to do. It really is.
Now, do you guys have an association? When I say you guys, like the people that we want to kick in places, do you have some type of meeting that we might find out about?
Actually, a lot of them are here at this show.
Really? Okay, I'll be back in a second.
It's the kind of guys that you sort of know who you know, and it's all instant messenger connections and smoky backroom forums and junk like that. And
so wait, I am connected. So you don't get any spam then? Or how would you be able to detect someone who's legitimately sending you a message if they were indeed a spammer?
I've never been involved with the spam stuff at all, and I don't get it. I don't use MSN. You know, I use Trillion and keep everything in there, and that just in and of itself blocks a whole ton of that stuff. And then you got your firewalls and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I've never been into that. I've never done that. I've never done email spam. It's all been search engine spam. And when I say I spam, people kind of freak out and they all want to, you know, really hurt me. And I say, look, not email spam. It's a very different thing. I just piss off Google and Yahoo, and even not that so much anymore.
And what about MSN?
MSN, I give them real props for coming into the market and basically saying, we're going to do it ourselves. We're not going to go buy somebody's pre-built back end. And the product they've put out for a first pass is really excellent. It's susceptible to aggressive link spamming right now, but I was just talking to one of the MSN guys in the cab on the way over from the airport, and I think in the next 6 months or so, they're going to get a pretty good handle on identifying that stuff and blocking it out.
And what about tagging? This is something that's caught a lot of ears in terms of the blogging space. Like Flickr.com supports a tag, or Technorati supports this tag. And the idea is that all these tags will help you aggregate similar types of information. Do you think it's just a matter of time before that's going to get hit?
It's going to be interesting to see. I mean, right now, RSS is the new comment spam. And people are working really hard on trying to spam RSS.
It's not going to happen.
It's way more difficult, but it is happening.
It's not going to happen. Because with inherently, and I will argue this one, inherently, if an RSS feed, you don't want it anymore, you don't need it anymore, you delete it. It's simple.
Yeah. And I agree with that, but like I say, it's quick hit stuff. So if you run an RSS feed that does actually get spammed, even if that is picked up.
Wait. I'm sorry, not to interrupt. No. And I usually don't interrupt interviewees, but this is... I can't. The only way you can spam it is by hacking the server.
Not true.
Okay, wait. So you're saying that there is a way to spam RSS?
It's all in who you know. It's a more who you know, getting stuff inserted kind of thing. It's not really prolific, and I don't think it's really going to take off, but we are seeing it in a few choice places.
Okay, where?
I don't think we want to go there.
Okay, but inherently, if the publisher of the RSS feed controls what goes in that RSS feed, then theoretically, the only way of getting into that RSS feed, is to be included in some way that the publisher lets happen.
No, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. And I mean, we'll go round and round all the time. And you're exactly right, because that's the one thing that's really going to keep it from happening. But I do know that guys are in fact working on spamming RSS. It's a low success thing, but that's the next frontier at this point, because, I mean, what's left after that?
What do you know? We've actually come up with something that's unspammable. What are you going to do?
I'm going to just go work for Fortune 1000 companies.
So there's no chance of you turning back, even despite the untold fortune and wealth that comes along with being one of the most reviled people in the universe?
I'm actually enjoying the direction things are going right now, but I can't say 100%. I can't stand here and honestly look you in the eye and say, I will never go back. In fact, I stay connected to that group of people, and I dabble a little bit still, like evenings and weekends kind of stuff, because that's where a lot of the cutting-edge stuff grows out of. And there's application to that level of understanding, that level of technology, that you can take and apply in an ethical white hat fashion. So it's worthwhile to stay involved in that to some extent just for the knowledge base, because there's such a deeper understanding of how search truly works.
The only thing I could think that would cause a downfall of RSS in terms of as far as spam is concerned would be a third-party app or an application that was developed to insert its own advertisements into the feeds, which I'm sure is a matter of time, but don't you believe, or I guess wouldn't you believe, that the blogosphere would kind of make that right or steer people away from it, much like people who download spyware and then download an anti-spyware app, which in and of itself is spyware?
I would like to think that, because the bloggers have the control. You know, it's their feed. But some of what we're seeing, though, is people are aggregating RSS to generate content, like crap content, cloaking it back, so on and so forth. And once you pull that RSS feed in, it takes very little programming skill to do, you know, untold things to it. So that's not so much inserting the spam into the RSS that gets distributed everywhere as it is aggregating that data that isn't yours but is syndicated, and then, you know, abusing that data and making it into something it wasn't originally meant to be.
Okay. I think I'm starting to understand that complete picture. So it's using RSS as a vehicle for spam, so to speak.
Yeah, RSS is the next piece of auto-generated content.
What's happening today?
Exactly. And we do it without, we've been doing it for years without RSS. RSS just gives us targeted content right out of the gate. We don't have to go scraping for it. It gets fed to us. So it makes it a little easier.
Now, you're working for these Fortune 1000 companies. Are you telling them certain things that you had learned in the spam world, so to speak, only doing it differently, as in ethically?
Absolutely. I mean, the key to moving from black hat to white hat, as much as I hate that titling of it, the key is really full disclosure to the client. You say, here's three different things we can do. This is the real white hat, safe. This is a little darker. This is black hat. Here's the risks. And some clients will still go for that if they're a little more risk tolerant. And they're saying, we're willing to accept that risk, and then you can go ahead and do that. But the problem comes in when you go into a client and do that kind of stuff without disclosing what's going on. And we're actually starting to see even some lawsuits in that regard. I can't remember who's involved, but there's an SEO firm getting sued right now because they were employing unacceptable practices on a major client. The client found out, they took a hit in the search engines and are fighting to get back in and suing the SEO for loss of revenue.
Wow. And of course, by saying they can choose to take one path or another, if they take the black path, they're really stupid?
It's not necessarily the case. It's very industry specific.
So let's say if you had a product that was advertising spamming search engines, you would want to take spamming tactics.
Exactly. The best way to sum it up is to say, don't take a knife to a gunfight. If your vertical is very competitive, and there's a lot of people using those sort of techniques, you're going to have to compete. And that's just the honest truth of the matter.
So that would be porn, casino,
pharmacy, debt consolidation, mortgages, insurance to a degree. There's a lot of really competitive stuff out there right now.
And of course, it seems that the search engines are always on the heels of these evil people.
It's a real cat and mouse game. You know, we go round and round. They try and catch us. We try and find something new. They pick up on that. We're off to do the next thing. And I actually know, you know, some of these guys at Google and Yahoo and stuff. And we're buddies. We hang out and we have drinks at these things and we joke about it. So it's not a case of animosity. It's everybody kind of views it as a bit of a game. And then there's some real evil stuff that, you know, we won't even go into. But that is not a friendly thing.
Wait, evil stuff. Oh, why wouldn't we go into that? It sounds like we've already dived headfirst right into the purest form of evil, the ooze that is the evil of spam.
Well, I'm talking about stuff like full-out content theft, page jacking, that kind of thing. I mean, I draw the line at that. I mean, somebody else put a lot of time into creating that content and whatever. I am not going to go wholesale, rip that guy's content off, and put it up on my sites. And so there's guys doing that kind of thing. And then you got, of course, if you want to even go there, the guy's doing click fraud on Overture, click fraud on AdSense, and making a bunch of money and, you know, all that kind of stuff. That's the real bottom end of this market that, you know, I do have some morals when it comes to search spamming.
So you won't do any type of click fraud?
Absolutely not. I believe that's just, I mean, it's illegal. It's fraud. The advertisers are paying per click for eyeballs on the site, not somebody's bot just click, 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 clicking until their account is dead so a competitor can move up. That's not what this industry was designed for. That's not what its industry is about. And those guys are all out on the fringe, you know, and I completely disagree with those practices.
It seems that some opinions are that programs such as Overture or Google's AdSense are going to disappear over some amount of time due to click fraud. What are your thoughts on that?
We've been talking about that for a long time. I don't think they're going anywhere anytime soon because, first of all, most people don't know they're getting clicked. I mean, you would not believe the number of people that if you walk around this room asking people, do you do AdWords, do you do Overture, they'll all say yes. And you say, do you track your ROI? Oh, no, we don't. I mean, so many people don't have a clue how to track that, so they don't even realize the level of click fraud that they're under. And even at a basic ROI tracking, if your ROI is positive, you can go forever. So a lot of click fraud is just getting rolled into the ROI calculation, and people are just accepting it as a cost of business, or they're not even aware of it at all.
Are there things that someone could do to keep an eye on their ROI?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, any good analytics software will give you what you need. Even if you go through just your raw log files, look for patterns, IP addresses that are known bad proxies, that kind of thing. If you start seeing a lot of that crop up in your logs, start investigating that, going through, and the click fraud will start to become apparent to you over time. It takes a while, but it's not overly hard to do.
Is that another area that's possibly susceptible for spamming?
Spamming in what sense?
In the sense of, well, not just click fraud, but in the pay-per-click advertising world.
You know, I've not done a lot of pay-per-click stuff. I'm like an organic guy, so I don't really see how you could go and spam it on a pay-per-click, because that costs money.
Oh, yeah, I understand. I mean, it's only good to ruin someone's life and hours and days by, making money. I mean, that's the only way I'd ruin, say, your life or your left testicle, as the case would be.
I don't know. I'm kind of attached to that left testicle. I don't think there's room for spam in pay-per-click. I mean, other than you're seeing stuff now, like AdWords has stepped in. Google stepped in with AdWords program and said only one landing page per ad. So you can't just, as an affiliate, sign up for AdWords accounts and keep dropping people all on the homepage for eBay. You have to create unique landing pages and stuff like that. So that's actually cleaned up a lot of the junk in the AdWords system. So if you want to call that a little bit of a spam cleanup, that might be worthwhile.
And it's only going to get better or worse?
I don't know. I think they got to get a handle on click fraud. If they don't, it's going to get worse. The whole pay-per-click model is going to suffer because of that, because that's another thing that's ramping up to epidemic proportions. So if they can get a handle on that and start listening to some of their customers and clients and digging into it, I think we'll see PPC sustain itself for a while yet.
All right, Todd. I think you're a nice guy.
Oh, I appreciate that. You're all right yourself.
Just as long as you don't turn around, then these words will haunt you.
I'll put all the Locker Gnome blogs on the whitelist.
Woohoo! Thanks, Todd.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
Coverage of SES is brought to you by MSN Search, the new, more precise search engine at search.msn.com. That's search.msn.com.